Good morning, and welcome to worship on this, the fourth Sunday in Advent. A special welcome to those who might be visiting with us today. If you are, we're glad to have you here. I'd like to begin with prayer concerns. We'd like for you to keep in prayer Kevin Clemmer and his family. Kevin's mother passed away recently, so we'll surround them with prayer. Also, Lisa Kiter, her mother passed away as well. So please keep both of those families in prayer for that. I wanted to let you know that Brooke Campbell had to be hospitalized a little bit this week, and she has an ovarian cyst that she'll need to be taken care of. So please keep Brooke in prayer in the days and weeks ahead as well. Yes?
She is not in the hospital at this time. She's in the ER all night.
Okay. Thank you. Jenna Rose is not here today to staff the nursery. So if you do need that space today, you're welcome to use the nursery. But I just wanted to let you know that there would not be someone staffing that in there today. Other prayer concerns this morning. Yes, Warren.
Jesse said that she would be glad if I could keep the nursery if anybody wants to
take advantage of that. Okay, thank you, Jesse. And Warren again.
Ben's brother-in-law, Barry Turner, had open heart surgery at UVA this week, and he's doing very well, but we'd like everyone to keep him in their prayers.
Okay, if you didn't hear, that's Barry Turner after open heart surgery, so please keep him in prayer. Yes, Vicki. So prayers for Ronnie Strickler for the upcoming surgery. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Prayers for Renee. Let us now prepare our hearts and minds for worship.
Thank you.
I invite you now to please stand and turn towards the cross as we begin with confession and forgiveness. We gather in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Let us now confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. With your abundant grace and might, free us from the sin that hinders our faith, that eagerly we may receive your promises. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated, and I invite the children to come and join me up here. How's everyone doing today? Yeah?
I'm not because I have a cold.
You have a cold? Well, I am so sorry. It's hard having a cold, isn't it? Because you get the stuffy nose and are you sneezing and all that? Yeah? You're washing your hands good? Yeah? Good, good. It's no fun to be sick, is it? Yeah.
My brother's sick.
Your brother's sick too? Well, my goodness. I hope we don't all get sick, you know, because you know what's coming, right? What's coming?
Christmas.
Christmas. And what happens on Christmas?
Jesus is born.
You're right. And that's a pretty exciting time, isn't it? Because a baby changes everything, right? In our homes, if we have a little baby that comes, it changes everything, right? You have to watch over the baby. You have to pick up. You can't leave toys around for little babies to get, can you? Right? You have to be really, really careful. You have to put those little protector things in all the sockets so they don't stick their tongue in there and get electrocuted. That's not a good thing to do, right? So yeah, babies, but this is an exciting time. Christmas is exciting because you're right. God comes into the world through a little bitty baby, which I think is so cool because, you know, God could have come as a big royal knight, like with shining armor and spears and a bow to come in. But instead, God comes as a little tiny baby. And you know, when babies are born, it can be a time of high anxiety. We can worry a lot, can't we? I will in a minute. But we can worry about if the mom's going to be okay, if the baby's going to be okay, if people are going to be sick, or if they're going to be healthy. So we have a lot of things we're thinking about when a baby's born. So when God comes, and we're going to celebrate this Tuesday night, here's this little baby boy and all these shepherds, and all these people are so excited. Angels are singing, and it's a great time of the year. Ada, what I'm really proud of you for is when I said what happens on Christmas, you did not say it's because Santa comes. Because you're right, Santa comes, and that's exciting, but the real wonderful story of Christmas is that Jesus is born. So here's what we're going to do now. We have another baby that's getting ready to be born, right? Isn't that right, Brooke? And his name is going to be Bryson. Mm-hmm. And when's the due date?
He's coming on the 30th.
He's coming on the 30th. Absolutely
coming.
Coming on the 30th. So this coming Tuesday, we celebrate and we give thanks to God for Christ coming on Christmas. But what we're going to do now is we're going to bless Brooke and her little baby Bryson, who's coming into the world on December 30th. Okay? So here's what we're going to do. Let me watch out so I don't step on you. I'm bad for stepping on kids. Okay. Okay, Brooke's going to come right over here. Boy, you are pregnant, aren't you? Okay. Come on. I'd invite the congregation. If you'd like to come in here and we'll gather around Brooke. Come on here, come on down here, we'll gather around Brooke. Feel free to come out here and join us. Okay? If you want to touch the mom on the arm, you can. Okay? All right. We're going to pray for this new mom, okay? Let's pray. Lord, we give you thanks for new life and new birth. We give you thanks as we get ready to celebrate this on Tuesday for the coming of your son into the world. And we give you thanks today for Brooke and for baby Bryson and all that he's going to be when he arrives. We pray for Brooke's health, for Bryson's health. We pray for the whole family, that you surround them with a holy peace when it's time for the child to come. Give them good health, and we pray that you fill them with all of the joy of this time of the year and all of the joy of the newness of a little baby that will change everything. In Christ we pray. Amen. Thank you. Thank y'all. Appreciate it. Say, what are you doing to mom? I know, it's okay.
Our first reading today is taken from Isaiah, the 63rd chapter, beginning at verse 7. I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, the praiseworthy acts of the Lord, because of all the Lord has done for us, and the great favor in the house of Israel, that he has shown them according to his mercy, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he said, surely they are my people, children who will not deal falsely, and he became their savior in all their distress. It was no messenger or angel, but his presence that saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. Here ends the first reading. Thanks be to God. Let us read responsively Psalm 148. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise God in the heights. Praise. Huh? Do I have the wrong one?
It's okay.
Whoops!
It's the fourth Sunday in Advent. We're allowed to do this.
Oh, okie doke. Well, no wonder y'all weren't responding, huh? The elf changed this. Okay. All right, let's do Psalm 80, verses 1 through 7. Hear, O shepherd of Israel, leading Joseph like a flock, shine forth you that are enthroned upon the cherubim. Restore us, O God, let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved.
O Lord, God of hosts, how long we remain with you and your people pray.
You have fed them with the bread of tears. You have given them bowls of tears to drink. Restore us, O God of hosts. Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved. And so will we never turn away from you. Give us life that we may call upon your name. The second reading is taken from the first chapter of Romans, beginning at the first verse. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets and in the Holy Scriptures, the gospel concerning his son, who was descended from David according to the flesh and was declared to be Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by resurrection from the dead. Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for the sake of his name, including yourselves who are called to belong to Christ Jesus. To God, to all God's beloved in Rome who are called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God, our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Here ends the second reading.
Gospel according to Matthew, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son. And he named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. It takes a lot to get me riled up. For the most part, I am an easy-going kind of guy, and for me to get upset, well, it takes a lot. That right, honey? Yep. However, there are some things that do get under my skin and bother me. It's not that I get mad. It's more like a disappointed sadness. Here are some examples. Years ago, I'd be working out in the yard on a hot day while my boys would be in the house upstairs playing a video game, right? And I remember thinking, why don't they come out here and help the old man? I wasn't mad. It was a disappointed sadness. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Here's another one. I'll be at a stoplight, ready to go, and the person in front of me is looking down at their phone. Been there, done that? Yeah. They're not paying attention, and before I know it, the light has already turned yellow, and I have to wait through the whole thing all over again. Sometimes I wish I was more of a horn blower, but I'm not. Again, it's a disappointed sadness. And this time of the year, days before Christmas, here's one that, again, does not get me upset, but it does get under my skin. Many of us like to help the less fortunate this time of the year. It's the giving season, and we don't like to hear about those people that might not be receiving gifts. And that's especially true of children. So we try to find ways to help them out, which is fine. But it gets under my skin when I hear people say this: I want to help so they can have a Christmas. So they can have a Christmas. I guess that gets under my skin and fills me with a disappointing sadness. Because Christmas comes, Christmas happens, with or without presents under a tree. Now, don't get me wrong, presents are great. It's a fun part of the holiday season. I understand the desire to give, and I understand the joy in receiving. But having a Christmas is not about giving and receiving stuff from each other. It's about God giving His Son and us receiving a Savior. Okay, enough of my ranting. I guess this was on my mind this week because it sounds to me like Joseph was also a pretty easygoing guy who was suddenly plunged into a not-so-easy situation. All he wanted was a nice, quiet life with his bride-to-be. All he wanted was a happy marriage, a loving family, and a new adventure with Mary. So how is he going to handle the scandal, the humiliation that is upon him? I tell you what, let's do this. Samantha, can you come on up? Jake, need you, buddy. Frankie, come on up. So, Frankie and Jacob, you can just go right over here. Samantha, you're going to come with me real quick. We'll be right back. Y'all just hang out. Come here, Samantha. Come here. That under your shirt.
That's a good sport.
Yeah.
This isn't realistic. You're going to call Brooke.
Come on.
Wait.
You're good. Yes. Come on. I know. Everyone, this is Mary. Say hi, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Mary, you're with child. You're pregnant.
Sure.
Everybody say, aww. Okay, now we need Joseph. Come on over here, Jacob. Stand right over here. Come here, Joseph. Come here. Joseph, is this your bride-to-be? Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Yep. Then, we have a problem. Something unfaithful has happened, and I hate to tell you this, but that's not your baby. So I want you to put your hands on your hips and look a little bit upset, a little bit sad. You can even be angry, okay? Because that's not your child, all right? So I need you to go back over there. Just wanted to let you know that, okay? And now you have to understand, most men would have gone ballistic. Most men would have hit the roof at what appears to be a very unfaithful situation. But Joseph wasn't most men. So you dismiss her quietly, trying not to make a big deal out of it all. You certainly don't want Mary to be stoned to death, do you? No, of course you don't. You're just a nice guy. So here goes our nice guy on his way out of the nativity scene. It's over, right? It's over. But now, in comes an angel. Angel Frankie, okay? So, Angel, you get behind Joseph and flap your wings if you'd like to. Or just hold your hands up, yeah. An angel comes to you in your sleep, Joseph, and says, "Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child in her is from the Holy Spirit." Now, who's going to argue with an angel like this, right? Right? And so you decide, you know what? I can do this. So you come over and you take Mary as your bride. Yes, I know. And you go and you do as the angel tells you. So go ahead and have a seat right down here. Mary, I know it's hard to get down and back up. And angel, you just stand over him like this, okay? It's funny, but it's not. This was a real story to real people who ushered in the Savior of the world. This is the coming of Christmas. Not this. This is God doing the impossible. This is God proclaiming to the world that I love you so much that I'm coming down there myself to be with you, to die with you, to show you that my ways are higher than your ways. Today is Christmas Eve, Eve, Eve. On Tuesday, we'll gather by candlelight to sing Silent Night. And we'll remember the greatest gift of all, Emmanuel, God is with us. So you have a couple of days to get ready. If that means more shopping, then do it. If that means more baking, then do it. If that means travel, then go. But throughout all of our busyness, I invite you to remember an incredible story that happened long ago, but one that continues to be lived out in the deepest parts of our soul. I invite you to hit the pause button on all that you have to do and feel to get ready, and then to ponder this. A Savior is about to be born for the cosmos. A Savior is born for you. Treasure this event. Make this story your story. Find some holy time so you can have a Christmas. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Mary. Trusting in the promises of God, together we profess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified and died and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I
Keeping awake as we watch for Christ, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Hear your church, O God, as we pray for all who belong to Jesus Christ. Where the church is scorned, preserve it. Where the church is privileged, grant it humility. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Hear your earth, O God, as we pray for its healing and care. Protect the grapevine and the mighty cedar, the mountains and the seas and all that is in them. Give us life that in all life may call on your name. Let us pray for Madeline, Dee, Barry, Brooke, baby Bryson, Janice, Renee, Ronnie, Ruth Ann, Sharon, Ellen and Melvin, Joyce, Parker, Bill, Jane, Margie, Betty, Pam, Jesse, the family and friends of Barbara Smith, Fred Gibson, George White, Elaine Clemmer, and Ellen Kider. Those suffering from loneliness and depression, sickness, pray for our military, our leaders, and our country. Pray for all caught up in human trafficking. Pray for the safety and wisdom for all our law enforcement, victims of terrorism, violence, earthquakes, floods, fire, and especially those we name aloud or silently at this time. Lord, in your mercy. Hear the nations, O God, as we pray for those who hold power and authority over people and lands. Help those who create and uphold good laws and those working to reform what is unjust, that the world might be better, reflect your grace. Lord, in your mercy. Hear those in need, O God, as we pray for all who face uncertainty, refugees and immigrants, and those who are in prison, and those who without work, housing, food, or health care. Bring good news to all of those in need of hope. Lord, in your mercy. Hear this community of faith, O God, as we pray for families and friends who gather in this season, for travelers and hosts, for those who will work or serve others for this Christmas. Let the peace of Emmanuel, God with us, shine in your heart. Lord, in your mercy. Hear all who mourn, O God, as we remember the lives of our beloved dead. Encourage the living to learn from our ancestors in faith as we follow your call. Lord, in your mercy. You hear the cries of our hearts, O Lord. Fill us with hopeful expectation, that in each day and hour we may love and serve our neighbors in Jesus' name. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace with one another.
God of all creation, all that you have made is good, and your love endures forever. You bring forth bread from the earth and fruit from the vine. Nourish with these gifts that we might be for the world signs of your gracious presence. In Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give us thanks and praise.
Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And then again after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Christ has given it to you.
And now the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
couple of announcements before we leave today. In your bulletin, it says that there's a Bible study at 7 o'clock during the Christmas Eve service. I'm not going to do that. I'll be in here. So that's not happening this week. Don't forget the cantata today at 3 o'clock. Anything else?
At Pleasant View, there's lots of, we gave you a little taste today.
Great.
So there's more to come. That's solos and creating singing.
Yep. Pleasant View at 3 o'clock. Okay. Linda Ellis wanted me to let you know that Valley Supportive Housing really appreciated the paper products we helped them out with before. They're asking if we'd like to help again. So if you'd like to bring some toilet paper and some paper towels and bring them, she said she would take that over maybe mid-January. So she'll be collecting that. Youth, if you want to go to Winter Celebration, we really need you to start letting me or Allison know. Get those applications in so we can plan for that. That's the latter part of January. And last but not least, I found a little toy Batman that someone just gave me that was found in the parking lot. If you are missing a little Batman, please see me. Thanks be to God.